He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. I am gearing up for NAB, and in case you're wondering what the heck is NAB, well, really, it's the National Association of Broadcasters annual meeting, and that comes up once a year, and it runs for about a week. And essentially what that is it's a monster meeting of everybody in the world that's involved in broadcasting and some way, shape, or form. And they have tons of exhibits. It's at the Las Vegas Convention Center, the same place that CES is. And as you can see, they have tons of seminars, tons of speakers, and pounds and pounds and pounds of equipment. And yours truly will be there this year. This is, I think, our sixth year in a row. And we will be doing the Gadget Professor Show right from the showroom floor at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And that will be starting this coming Monday. And my show will run, I believe, from 9 a.m. to about 1 a.m. both Monday and Tuesday. You will be able to watch all the action live from the showroom floor. Just go to our website, which is www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and right on the webpage, you will see the stream. And if you refer back to the page, I will be running that stream frequently for the next week or so, and you'll see all the interviews. Essentially, there'll be 15-minute interviews. Every 15 minutes, someone new will come up with some new technology, some new device, some new software, hardware, whatever it may be, that's going to be new to the video industry, and I will interview them, and they will do demonstrations and all kinds of things. So it should be a lot of fun. I never know what I'm going to see, and you'll see it as I see it live. Nothing's rehearsed. Nothing's pre-recorded. Some of this stuff doesn't work. Some of the stuff messes up when they go to demo it. Some people don't show. I never know, but it's always a fun time, and it should be interesting to you. And if you don't catch the action live or go back on our website and watch it, I will post this up, and you'll be able to see it. Just refer back to the Gadget Professor webpage. Page and you will see it. We have a very interesting gadget today, and we'll take a look at that and on camera too. And essentially what this is it the Holand, I will call this a solar light. And essentially what it will do, it will capture the light from the sun, which is why it's called solar, and it will feed that into an LED. So let's take a close-up of this and actually see how it functions. It's a pretty cool device. It's very economical, and I've been using this now for about 3 weeks and have had no problems with it. So here we go. This is what the device looks like. This is the box that it comes in, and it's not pretty looking per se, because they have the LED lights right here. You'll see three banks of four, so there's 12 LED lights right there, and they're raw LED lights. There's no lenses on them. There's nothing on them, so it's just going to shoot out a very bright, almost harsh LED light. On the top here, when you get this, this is where the LED array is. This is what actually absorbs the sun, and you must, without any hesitation, you must take this little plastic film off, which we're going to do right now. So it gets the full benefit of the sun. There you go. So this exposes the solar array that will capture the sun's light and turn this into electricity. This is actually captured here, and it's fed into a bunch of capacitors that store the power to power these lights. The other thing that this will have is a piece of protective film also right here, and we'll pull that off. You want to make sure that you get that off, because what will happen is the sun's heat will just melt that right on there. Not a good thing. So you want to have the lights clean and exposed. So what happens is, as you walk by this particular light, this is a motion sensor, and as soon as it detects motion, and from fairly far away, it will turn on the lights, and the lights stay on for about 2 to 3 minutes, and it is a very bright light. I like this because if you're not in front of it, if there's no motion, it won't go on, and it actually stores the charge. This is actually very light. It's plastic. It's not really well made. It's definitely plastic. And one of the things that you're going to get with this device is an instruction book, and it's very simple. And you're going to get this little bag. This bag is very important. It has a mechanism where you can actually put a drill a hole and put this plastic insert in there and put the screw in there, and you're actually going to attach it right there. So the screw will go through this hole right here in this plastic casing and attach to the wall or the concrete or wherever you want it. The other thing that's very important inside this package, you're going to get one of these little, it's like a paper clip, and you can actually use a paper clip. This is what it looks like. And what this is to turn the device on and off. If you don't do this step, this will never work. And the way you do that, I'm going to do it right now, is on the back. There's a small hole right there. You can see that. And you only have to do this once. And when I push this on, you're actually going to see the light turn on. This is what actually sets the thing in motion. So I'm going to push that in there. It's a very small opening. I can barely see it. There it is. And now, from the back, I'm actually going to push this on. And you will see the lights go when I push this down. So there we go. The lights are on, and they only stay on for a second or two. But now this is ignited, and when someone walks in front of this at night, this will turn the light on. So it's a very simple device. It works quite well. So far, I've had no problems with it. One issue that I do have, and I'll call it to your attention, is the slot here where that screw goes is very minimal at best. You can see right here, this screw hole is very tiny, and also they put it right next to the plastic. So if you don't use the screw that's provided and use a little bit bigger screw, you're going to crack this right off the bat, and that's exactly what I did. But it's not a big deal, because it will wedge it in, and also you can put tape on the back. But you know, in Arizona, it's brutally hot. It's like 95 already, and it's going to get up to 120 here, no question about it. So I'm very curious to see how this lasts over the long run, if the heat's just going to fry it and it's going to melt. I just don't know. Typically, these things don't last a long time. If you get a year out of them, you're lucky. Again, I haven't tested this out, but so far at night, when I walk in front of this, I go to the pool or the jacuzzi in my backyard, this turns right on. The light is very bright, and it's great. So I think one of the things that we have to take a look at, again, and you're always measuring these things, is how much does it cost? So if we go on the website, and I got these from Amazon, if we go on the website here, here they are, the Holland Solar Lights, and essentially it's a 12 watt LED. It sells for $9. I actually got these on a special for $4. I bought two of them for $4. I'll buy them every year. I don't mind for spending $4 and getting a year out of it. I might get longer, but I doubt it. So these are absolutely excellent. The first time you have to click on the switch, which I mentioned, in direct sunlight, this will store 6 to 8 hours of power, or so it says. There's no dimming mode, so it comes on, bam, full blast, which is what I want. So according to the website, they've updated the electronics that are inside the device, and also on the sensor head, which I think works real well. So for $9, folks, it's worth a shot in the dark, if you will. I am very pleased with it so far. It's only been a few weeks. I'll get back to you in a couple months and let you know how they hold up. But again, they're pretty good. And then they, you know, on the website, you know, when you deal with Amazon, they're very good. But you got to watch the pricing. If you take a quick look at the website again, and you know, we really analyze it here, they're selling for $8.99 on Prime, and right up here, they're selling the same thing, a different company, Telcan, for $6.89. I gotta tell you, it's probably the same device, whether, you know, Holland makes it, or this company called T-Clan makes it. I just don't know, but it looks like it's the exact same thing. A lot of these devices come from China, so you never know what you're getting, but I think they're pretty much the same thing and just have different names. So I would definitely check it out if you're in the market for that. And again, for $8-$9, how can you go wrong? And if you watch the sales, you can probably pick two up for $9. So again, very handy, very functional device, and very, very, very economical. All right. I had a request this week, an email request, and There's a gentleman who's having issues with his Alexa device, and what's happening is he's not getting the Wi-Fi signal at the other end of his house, and it's driving him crazy. And he's open to buying a repeater, which is a device that you plug in the wall. It takes your current Wi-Fi and it amplifies it, hopefully, and then sends it to give you a bigger signal down the road, down in another room. And he asked which one I would recommend, and of course he doesn't have a heck of a lot of money. So the device that I recommend happens to be on Amazon, and there's a couple different ones, but I like this TP-Link, the AC750. I have two of these in a rental property that I have, and it works quite well. This is a dual-band Wi-Fi range extender, and it will extend the Wi-Fi to amplify any of your smart home devices that you have. In particular, it works real well with the Alexa device, and that's why I use it. I have a tenant who was moaning that the way the house is laid out, he can't get Wi-Fi, which is really not my problem, but I helped him out, and I told him to get one of these devices, and it worked real, real well. This sells for $25. You can get same-day delivery if you're in an area that Amazon will service the same day. We are here in the Phoenix, Arizona area. But if you're looking for a device that works quite well, and literally all you have to do is plug it in, and it will amplify your signal and radiate it to where you need to go. So you want to put it about midway. The other thing that I like about this device, if you notice right here, it actually has an Ethernet. It will take an Ethernet cord. So if you're near your router and you plug that into that device, it will give you a good amplification signal. And I definitely have used these, and they do work. All right, let's get to some apps of the day. I have some really crazy things that I think you're going to like. This one is it's free. There's two versions of it. Of course, I use the free version, but it's called Polar, P-O-L-A-R-R. And what this is it's a really nice high quality photo editor, and it does all kinds of crazy things. The website's really nice, but it just shows you what it looks like before and after. And there's pretty much not much. That's a crazy. Pretty much not much. There's not much that you can't do with this, and it's strictly for photo editing. It gives you colors, vignettes, toning, lights, 8-channel hue, distortion, so on and so forth. You get the picture. It has all kinds of lighting adjustment tools, and it's quite versatile. There's over 100 high-quality filters in 10 different categories. So they have a free version. Their paid version is a little pricey. It's $20. That's a lot of money for an app, so I don't know if I'd be shelling out the $20. And I have something else, another alternative that I'm actually going to show you in a minute. $20 is pretty steep for a photo editing app in today's world, but this does a lot of cool things. So stay tuned. In a minute or two, I'm going to show you another alternative. Here's another app that I actually have just started to use. I haven't had enough experience with it to tell you if it's good, bad, or otherwise, but the sleep cycle apps have always been interesting to me. And this one I like. One, it's free, which is always nice, but this one actually gives you a lot of information about how you sleep. And it's easy to use. It has a sleep cycle alarm, so it's going to wake you up at certain times, which sounds counterproductive, but waking up easy is all about timing. Sleep cycle alarm clock tracks your sleep patterns and wakes you up during light sleep, which again sounds weird. Waking up during light sleep feels like waking up naturally rested without an alarm clock. While you sleep, you go through sleep different types of sleep states. The first state in the sleep cycle is light sleep, followed by a deep sleep and a dream state, which I think I'm in 24 hours a day, referred to as REM sleep, R-E-M. We've all heard of that. A full cycle lasts about 90 minutes of REM and is normally repeated several times a night. This tracks your sleep movement, your brain waves, your brain cycles, if you will, and it actually will help you sleep. And I've always wondered how it works. Well, the way this works is your iPhone or this is an iPhone app, should be near your, actually it works on the Droid too, but it should be near your bed, and it shows you the table there. But the way this works is you actually put the phone underneath your mattress and actually underneath the sheet where you sleep, kind of near your head there. You can see it right there. So if you're laying flat in the bed, it will be on your left side, laying flat up. and you can see the placement there. And this gives you all kinds of information. So if you're not sleeping well or you'd like to track your sleep cycle, this seems like a reasonably cool app to do that with. Again, I haven't tested it, but I will, and I'll let you know if the Gadget Professor sleeps more or less or better or worse. All right, the next app is a very handy one. It's called Flight View, and they make a lot of different apps. These are all free, and they're all quite well designed. The one that everybody's probably familiar with is the flight tracking app for the iPhone called Flight View, and this is a really nice app. You've tracked flights on the website for years, but now you could put it on your cell phone, on your smartphone, track upcoming and in-air flights, and receive status alerts via push notifications. So if you're on the way to the airport or need to leave at certain time, this push ability is excellent to have. They also make some other cool things. They have flight boards. Ever wish you had the airport arrivals and departure screen in your pocket? Now you can. You can view and sort arrivals and departures at the top airports right on the phone with flight board features, which is kind of nice. This is only available in Flight View Elite, which of course they're going to charge you a couple bucks for. But if you have people coming in and out or you're always at the airport, it might be worth it, and it's only a couple bucks. They have the flight tracker, and the one that I particularly like is Where's My Plane? Ever wonder where your plane is or where it's coming from as you're waiting for the outbound flight? You can see exactly where your flight is, inbound plane is located, so you can more accurately anticipate boarding and takeoff times. Handy app. And they make a bunch of different types of products. All, I think, are quite well done, and you might want to check it. It's called flightview.com, and those are the apps that I use. The last app that I'm going to show you is, I alluded to it when we started the app portion of the program. This one is called Enlight, and I like this one a lot. I try almost all the photo apps out as they come because I take a ton of pictures. I post a lot of things on Instagram. By the way, if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can do that. It's Gadget Professor Instagram, the Gadget Professor at Instagram, and you can watch what I post. I put up a couple photos a day, but this is an addictive and creative type of photo app. It's the only all-in-one iPhone. It's only for the iPhone for creating image masterpieces, and they have a nice little movie. But this is so easy to use. You can do analog, black and white. They have all kinds of vintage filtration, which I particularly like. You can add decals. You can have a lot of fun with this. One size fits all, a smarter way to post your photographs on Instagram without cropping anything. You could pin your photograph on a blurred or patterned background. You can become a pro, if you will. You can adjust using superpowers. They have adjust the image for brightness, clarity, crispness, detail. It goes on and on. It's quite robust. You have a zillion cropping features, and I gotta tell you, as apps go, this is very cool. It does some things that are quite unusual and only seen in bigger apps. You can change the shapes of things. Did you ever see a square grape? Well, there you go. So you can be creative. You can do multiple images. You can mix it up. You can seamlessly blend images with phenomenal results and superimpose or create surreal double motion effects. These are very unusual functions to find in a photo app. This does cost, there's a free version, but the pro version is $3.99. You're not going to miss the $4 if you do a lot of photography. This is definitely an app to check out. It's really, really, really good. I've used it now for almost a week, and I'll bet you I have 15, 20 apps for photographs on my iPhone, and I use them all frequently. I like to be creative with that. This one is one of the better ones for $4. So I am going to wrap it up. I'm going to finish up packing, and we'll be heading out in a day or two to Vegas to do the NAB show. I'm looking forward to it this year. We have actually four sponsors. I've never had four name brand sponsors before, so I'm very excited about that. And it should be a pretty interesting show. So I'm going to continue to pack up and clean up and get ready to shove off here. And I will see everyone next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email.
at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.